to a movie director now. Ty West is 31 years old, and he has three movies coming out this year. West makes horror movies, slowly paced with minimal gore and a distinctive look borrowed from classic 1980s fright flicks. As NPR's Neda Ulaby reports, this could be the year that Ty West finds an audience beyond hardcore genre fans.
There's a kind of horror movie you don't have to be a horror fan to enjoy. The Shining, Rosemary's Baby, and maybe Ty West's breakthrough film from 3 years ago. The House of the Devil is about a seriously unlucky babysitter who gets a mysterious call.
I must be honest, I'm in dire need of someone.
You mean tonight?
Our heroine finds herself at a shadowy mansion in the middle of nowhere with a sinister older couple. When they tell her she'll be watching an old lady, not a child, her best friend freaks out.
Do you remember the game plan? The game plan was, if they're weird, we leave. This is beyond weird. It's mental. You know, they lied to you. They lied to you.
I know.
They're liars.
Okay, I know you're right. But it's $400.
The House of the Devil is set in the 1980s, when the news was filled with real-life prosecutions of allegedly devil-worshipping preschool teachers. Ty West is just old enough to remember Satanic Panic.
I'm an only child, and I'm a bit of a weirdo, so I really kind of absorbed everything around me. So I do absolutely remember my mom telling me, you can't go down to the park by yourself because a van will come along and kidnap you and sacrifice to the devil. And she believed it.
The House of the Devil established Ty West as a masterful mimic of 1980s horror. From the rotary phones to the credits font. But West dislikes being pegged as the vintage horror guy.
It's one of those things that just everyone said is this sort of great homage to the 80s, and really I was just making an 80s period piece.
That might be a little disingenuous, says Adam Hart. He's an academic who studies horror.
There's a loving fetishization of the clothing and hairstyles. I don't think I've seen a Walkman play such a prominent role in any film ever.
The babysitter, having taken the job, is alone in the house. She dances on the furniture, pokes through jumbled drawers, peeks into dark closets, and explores room after ominous room.
You know, every time she walks in a room, you think, well, the movie's called The House of the Devil, something's going to pop out at her and kill her, and it doesn't happen. And then she goes into another room, and it doesn't happen. And she goes into another room, and you're like, well, it's got to happen in this room, and then it doesn't. And then she goes into another, and you think, well, it has to happen in this room because it'd be insane to have her go into this room and not have something happen. And then when it doesn't, you kind of have to give up on being ahead of the movie.
That oppressive suspense reflects the tedium of low-wage work and how we pass the time, says film scholar Adam Hart.
It introduces the horrific and the supernatural into sort of everyday rhythms.
The director grew up in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. His mother works at a hospital gift shop. He sold jeans at Diesel while shooting his first feature film.
I've had every minimum wage job known to man. I don't want to go back to the minimum wage jobs, but I have a fondness for that. So I wanted to make a movie that encapsulated that feeling of being sort of stuck at work and the kind of apathy that comes with it.
What's up, Claire?
Hey.
In his new movie that just came out, The Innkeepers, Ty West toys with another favorite horror trope, the haunted hotel.
Do you know the story of Madeline O'Malley? She was the woman that died here in the hotel. She hung herself after her fiancé stood her up on their wedding day.
The innkeepers are not the inn's owners. They're a couple of workers. They clean, answer phones, and pull pranks on each other to stave off the boredom of taking care of the inn and its demanding guests.
Why do you think she sticks around here?
Beats me. The rates aren't that cheap. The courtyard by Marriott out on Route 13 is much better.
No, not her. I mean, Madeline. What do you think she wants?
I don't know. I don't spend my time trying to figure out what women want, especially dead ones.
Please.
The only thing that inspires Claire is searching through the hotel after hours for evidence of a ghost.
This is EVP recording of the laundry room.
It's a haunted hotel. You know how that works out in a horror movie. Larry Fessenden is a respected independent horror director who produced the film. He says Ty West's deliberate, slow pacing subverts not only the frenzied rhythms of contemporary horror films, but the rhythms of contemporary life.
There's obviously the slow food movement and the slow this and that movement, which is just to say everybody take a chill pill and get off your iPhones and just sort of take in life again. And I feel that in some odd way, Ty's doing that in his filmmaking.
Fessenden appreciates what he calls West's observational approach to horror and the craftsmanship he brings to a genre that can feel cheap or over the top. By probing and prolonging the chills, he says, he's making them more meaningful. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.